This morning, the agency that supplies drinking water to the nearly 3 million residents of Hillsborough, Pasco, and Pinellas counties met in Clearwater. The board of Tampa Bay Water considered new sources for the region's long-term water supply, the status of the current drought, and damage to the region's largest reservoir. In June 2005, a new 15-billion-gallon drinking water reservoir opened in Hillsborough County, but major cracks in the wall were discovered before the end of 2006. Tampa Bay Water's John Kennedy said that despite ongoing studies, the cause of the cracks may not be known for years. The reservoir is being inspected visually and monitored with instruments, Kennedy said.
We've instrumented them with materials called extensometers that monitor movement, a sliding, possible sliding of the soil cement down the slope, piezometers to measure pore pressure, water pore pressure in that soil wedge that is underneath the soil cement, and inclinometers to take a look at a change in slope in case there's a rotation going on in the facility itself.
Two areas of the reservoir, a total length of about 1,900 feet, have large cracks greater than 1 inch in width. Kennedy said that some of the large cracks had been filled with a neat grout, but some of those reopened in May. Because of the cracks, the reservoir is only half full.
There is some good news in all of this. Number one, the reservoir is safe. Number two, the facility, although reduced in storage capacity, can be used in an interim mode with fill elevation of 105, as Dr. Adams described to you earlier. This gives her more than 6.5 billion of useful gallons of storage, and she can rely on this in projections of water source availability. And three, interim mode operations can continue if necessary for several fill and drain cycles.
Tampa Bay Water's General Counsel, Richard Lopspitch, would not go into detail about the possible legal action that could be taken if the company that constructed the reservoir is found to be at fault. But Lopspitch did say that the clock would not run out on any legal opportunities.
We are operating fully aware of all the various statutes and limitations that might come into play here, and I guarantee you we will meet those statutes.
Okay,
we are not going to waive any rights by missing statutes of limitation.
In addition to the reservoir cracks, the Tampa Bay Water Board heard a report about the region's water supply and drought status. So far this year, rainfall is above normal, but the region is still trying to climb out of a rainfall deficit. This has led to reduced flow in streams, according to Allison Adams, Senior Manager for Source Rotation and Environmental Protection.
With our current water supply situation, we would recommend that the member governments continue with the demand management actions, continue with 1 day per week irrigation restrictions, continue with our public conservation messaging, and continue enforcement of those restrictions.
Tropical Storm Fay, which may develop into a hurricane by Tuesday morning, could help increase water levels in Tampa Bay aquifers, Adams said.
As we know, we have a potential hurricane bearing down on us, maybe, hopefully.
Only Allison would
We need
say
the rain.
That.
We need the rain. Forget the wind. Forget
Only
the wind.
Only Allison but. Would say that.
Really.
Adams said that area residents have used 10 million gallons of water per day less this year than in the last 2 years. She attributed it to more rainfall and the poor economy.
And unfortunately, over the last 4 years, still within each of these watersheds, we're receiving far less rain than we would expect to receive and hope to receive in each of these watersheds. We see that we are having some measure of improvement in the Alafaya River watershed. Back in January, the cumulative deficit was closer to 16 inches, and we see now it's just a little over 13 inches. So we are seeing some improvement in the Alafaya River watershed, and this is really good news for us. However, the Hillsborough River watershed still does not have the same degree of recovery that we're seeing in this particular water year to date.
Tampa Bay Water also heard an update on a long-term master water plan that they need to approve before the end of the year. Paula Dye is Chief Environmental Planner with Tampa Bay Water.
Our current planning analysis shows that you'll need about 40 million gallons per day by 2030.
To fill those needs, Tampa Bay Water will consider 17 projects exploiting 5 different types of source water. If all of those projects were to be completed, they could add as much as 100 million gallons per day, according to Steve Simpson. The 5 source types are river water, aquifer recharge, groundwater, seawater desalination, and brackish groundwater.
What we are working on, as Paula mentioned, over the next month is evaluating those projects against the board's master water plan goals, environmental stewardship, cost, and reliability. Our intent in doing that evaluation is to narrow that list to 17 so that we can come back and recommend to you a much shorter list that Tampa Bay Water can then focus their resources on so that we have projects on board to meet the demand when we need it.
Tampa Bay Water also approved two operations and facilities expansion projects. They were both to Encore Construction for a total of over $32 million for a new pump station at the Tampa Bypass Canal and for repump and high service pump stations at the regional facilities site. During Monday's meeting, the board also approved a memorandum of understanding with the City of Tampa to plan how reclaimed water might enhance the region's drinking water supply, Paula Dye said.
The city is compiling a master reclaimed water plan, and they requested that we do planning efforts with them so that we could take a look at any potential projects that might have a potable benefit to the region, to each of the members, and to the city that might be able to use the city's reclaimed water.
The next Tampa Bay Water board meeting will be October 20th. You can learn more at tampabaywater.org. For WMNF News reporting from Clearwater, I'm Sean Canaan.